Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game, live from the Wholesaling Studio, powered by RumbleOn.com. Derek Mason, Braden Gall, Munson producing back there behind the glass. And we welcome one of the greatest broadcasters of our generation ever to grace the airwaves, Linda Cohn, joining us here on Morning Drive from ESPN. Elko, thank you so much for joining us. Let me ask you about why in the NHL that four times in the last 10 years we've had coaches and teams make a move on their head coach, fire their coach, and go on to win the Stanley Cup championship. My question is, why does it seem to work in the NHL and doesn't really happen or work in any other sport?
Yeah, great question. And, of course, thanks for the wonderful intro. Listen, because there's so many games to be played yet. That's why people, especially Preds fans right now, should not panic after last night. But I just feel like when general managers make this decision, whether they confer with owners or not, they just feel we have enough games. The new coach can come in. They're familiar with a guy. It's not like they pick somebody out off the street, so to speak. So they're familiar with a person that he's had success in different levels. When we look last year with Craig Berube in St. Louis, that's the perfect example, the most recent example. I mean, he's had success. He's been behind the bench, different levels. He's been assistant. So it's not like you get someone with no experience. So here come the Preds. They shockingly fire Peter Laviolette for some reason. You know, you can't question David Poile. The guy has an incredible record, a resume. He felt this was the time. And he brings in a guy he knows in John Hines, who has, when you look at his resume overall, he has had success, especially, you know, in AHL. And they had the one great year with the Devils. I was very surprised. But we can get into that in a moment because, you know, I'm a big Peter Laviolette fan. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm surprised he doesn't have a job already. A new job. That's how great he is.
let's go a little further into that yeah. Because we know obviously you think very highly of him. Was it the right move? Now his sort of like the story on him has been the similar in Carolina, Philly, and here, which is people want to run through a wall for him, and then the message starts to get a little stale over time. And it felt like being around him here locally that he had maybe softened since his days of Philadelphia and learned how to, you know, maybe deliver messages in a better way. Why do you think that this is a risky move for the Preds?
Yeah, you know, we see this all the time, and it's that same theory, and we see it in all different sports, right? I mean, you know, the message just isn't being delivered the same way, or the players are, like, tired of the same message. Hey, I'm not in the dressing room. I don't know what's going on. I don't follow them every day, like, watching practice and stuff. But I will say this, just from my many years of experience of, you know, not only the NHL but other sports, it's just sometimes you just have a gut feeling you want to change it up. Now, you know, to the players' credit, you heard all the right things from Roman Josi all on down, that it was their responsibility and they're taking ownership of this coaching change and they take some of the blame for it. And, again, you always hear that. But, you know, the thing is, I just feel that sometimes, you know, the decision makers feel that they do their due diligence and then they find out that message that was working in the past was not getting through. And why not now? Why not make the change? I find it interesting from the stuff I've read about the coaching change is that, and I think David Poile mentioned this during the press conference or to a couple of reporters, is the fact he's been thinking about this since after the season last year and the way it ended for the Predators. So then you think to yourself, then why didn't he just make the change in the off season? Yeah. But maybe it was John Hines all along that he wanted, And then, of course, the Devils fired him, and so there was an opening there.
Now, Linda, you look at this Pred team, and you know, they decided to make the coaching change. They chose not to hire from within, and everyone points to the Blues, and they say, well, they did it, and there are three or four other teams that did it within the last 10 years. Now, there have been seven total, but the last 10 years, there have been four teams that have done it and have some success. But I always point to, well, those four teams, whether they hired the guy to be on the staff at the beginning of the year or not, it was a hire within. This is totally different. So I don't think you can look at this situation quite like the other situations, because, like you said, it's totally different when you hire somebody that's completely removed from the organization.
Yeah, it's a great observation, and definitely it's a great point. I'm not going to lie, I never do. I mean, it was startling. Not only did coaching change when it was made, I don't care what the history was, and I don't care that there has been success from, you know, taking a guy from within. That, you know, listen, that doesn't say well to, in a way, into your organization, right? To, you know, why didn't you just bring, you know, the next guy up within the organization? But there must have been something else. You know, again, it's kind of like there's no way around it. It's still like a boys club, so to speak, regarding who you know and the networking and the recycling of head coaches. My goodness, we're seeing that in the NFL as well at times. There's no outside the box. Well, listen, I'm a Giants fan, so they just made an outside the box election. I don't want to bore your listeners with, which I'm still getting over. You know, it's just kind of thing. It just must be something in the relationship that what David knows with John Hines. I mean, you know, but it's a process. The point is, though, how much time do the Predators have? Mm-hmm. I think the team is very good. I think the team should be in the postseason, you know, with all the talent and experience on that team. I'm a big Roman Josi fan. He's on my fantasy team, by the way. you know, he's the first defenseman I picked on my fantasy team, my ESPN fantasy team. And he's having a fabulous year, as we all know. So there's still enough time left. Last night was frightening, you know, to watch. I watched the game. And, you know, of course, it's tough to make your debut against, you know, a Stanley Cup contender like the Boston Bruins, who went to the finals last year. But it was just, I think, honestly, you know, the John Hines thing, when people panic and say, well, what did really he do with the Devils? When you look at that Devils team, except for that one year, you know, they had such goaltending issues. You know, I think his record overall, not going to his defense pretty much, but his goaltending situation with the Devils was such a disaster. I watched many of those games, and he's lost many of those games because of poor goaltending. So I just feel that wait and see. How long do Preds fans wait? You know, let's see in the next couple of weeks. Let's give it the next few weeks, you know. But you make a fabulous point. It would be better from a guy in the system, you know, but it didn't happen that way.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We're talking with Linda Cohn, ESPN, discussing the Nashville Predators and their season and their coaching change. When we talk about certain, you know, we talk about hockey in particular, we try to kind of compare it to other sports. And I think we came up, Munson, Marquise came up with a good comparison, because we're trying to figure out, why is this team so talented but can't seem to get it right? And we compared them to the Dallas Cowboys, so much talent, but for some reason they can't put it all together. This team has been inconsistent. So from afar, what have you seen? Has it just been the inconsistency that you've seen?
Yeah, that's a good comparison, because you're right. Year after year, the Dallas Cowboys have so much talent in key positions, and they still can't get it done. And that's what, you know, that's what we're seeing, you know, with the Predators. I look at their forward depth, and they really don't have any. I mean, as much that it would take to contend, unless they could turn on a switch, I still feel the defensemen are doing their job. In fact, they're doing both jobs. They're putting the puck in the net. I still think you need that. You still don't have enough firepower, you know, from your, you know, bottom six. I'm not expecting them to put the puck in the net in a pace that the top six would do, but you still need more, you know, even from your next three, you know, to help out the top line. It's just inconsistent that way. I don't know. I feel that when you can't change the players, when you can't make a big trade, you know, you change the coach. And I just feel that he thinks, David Poyle, that this is going to spark them and say, hey, get off your butts. I guess he thinks they're not giving it their best, and this will do it for them. Because obviously David Poyle, who put this team together, believes the players in place can get the job done, you know. So that's why there's no big moves. It doesn't. Who knows if there's going to be some blockbuster trade by the deadline? I don't know. I just think Poyle has turned to a coaching change to try to wake up the guys that are here. You know, with the Dallas Cowboys, obviously, you know, their coaching change finally came at the end of the season. But, you know, who knows, you know, if that's going to wake up that talented group as well. It is hard to compare another sport. And I just think in hockey, there are so many games. You know, NBA would probably be the best, you know, comparison because of the amount of games, baseball as well. You can make that comparison when coaching change or managerial changes are made. But, you know, just don't panic. I mean, there's plenty of time left. The Central Division, you know, is there. You know, it obviously, we know who's great there, Colorado. Colorado lost the Rangers last night, which was shocking, right? I mean, so you just don't know what can happen night after night. You know, John Hines is a talented head coach. He knows what he's doing. And I think these players with that veteran leadership can figure it out and say, hey, do we want to be in the postseason? Do we want to give it a ride? It's up to us. If it was a young group, like, for instance, the New York Rangers, the youngest team in the NHL, they had a younger head coach, that was going to be a long process, and it is a long process. The Nashville Predators are overall a veteran group who's been to the Stanley Cup final. They can figure this out, and I think that is why Poyle went and got a guy that just can guide them, but the leadership is coming from that locker room.
Linda Cohn joining us here from ESPN. Can you give us some perspective on, you know, maybe 5-8 years ago when it came to free agents, coaching candidates, you know, front office people, really talented hockey people that contribute on the ice, right? Front office coaching and players. How they viewed the Nashville Predators organization and how it didn't feel like it was a place that people wanted to be, and how that perception has changed over the last 5 to 8 years?
Well, they were nuts, okay, because who doesn't love Nashville, right? You know, I mean, look what anyone who lives there, and you know how much I love Nashville, and right now I live in Southern California, which is great. But Nashville is always right there as that's my second favorite place that I would want to live. So as an organization of the Predators, I mean, things take time, but again, you know, credit David Poyle, credit the fans, the fan base, the people that, you know, the Sean Henrys, the people that run this organization, the consistency of this organization where it gets around. You know, in the NHL, it's a league that tends to be conservative, and I mean conservative in a sports term of just like not, you know, sticking to what we know, right, the history and all that, and no newness, and how can a relatively new franchise be such a place, a destination place for players and coaches. But, you know, kudos to those who have brought the Predators to such prominence. And, of course, we all saw how great and what a show it was when they went to the finals, you know, against the Penguins. So there's no turning back now. I mean, who wouldn't want to play for the Predators? Who wouldn't want to bring their family to Nashville? Who wouldn't want to, you know, play for the in a great city with such amazing fans, who, by the way, in just the last 6 to 8 years, as you mentioned, have really taken this game under their wings. And look, you're talking about, you know, the Predators today. You had me on today. You know, I would think 99% of the talk would be about the upcoming game for the Titans. So, and it's not like they're in every year, you know what I mean? It's not like they're playing official playoff games every year. So that says a lot for this city and this franchise and the job, those who have built this franchise to what it is right now.
I guess my answer to who wouldn't want to, I guess, is just Jimmy Vesey, I guess. I guess that's like the only one I can think of.
Well, now he's in Buffalo, right?
No, yeah.
He's been all over the place. So,
I'll let you go. We kid Jimmy. We love him around these parts. Elko, thank you so much, man. You're one of the best, and we do appreciate it. Thank you.
Anytime. Thanks again, and nobody panic, okay?
There you go. See? Wise words from Linda Cohn. Nobody panic. What are reasonable expectations for the last half of the season. The second half of the season, what, 40 games left to go? What is a reasonable expectation? Is this a playoff team? Should they make the playoffs? We'll discuss Morning Drive when we return right here. ESPN 102.5 The Game and the streaming on the Game Nashville app.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.